Today's shiur is Masechta Yevamos Daf Nun Vav. We will begin on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah, this Armelu and this Garshim and Nesuin. If a woman who wasn't supposed to marry a Kohen got divorced or her husband passed away, the halacha is that if they had Nesuin, they become posel from eating Truma, but if they only had Erisin, they are still allowed to eat Truma. We're going to be learning in our shiur today the opinion of Rameya that a Kohen Gadol may not marry a Begeris. The Torah HaKadosh regarding the Kohen Gadol says, "Hu isha bebusulah yikach." And from here, Rameya learns that a Kohen Gadol may not marry a Begeris who no longer has her full psulim. The Kohen Gadol may only marry, according to Rameya, a ktana or a nara. A ktana is a girl who's under 12 years old. A nara is a girl who's 12 to 12 and a half. And at 12 and a half, the girl becomes a begeris. So ask the Gemara, Bamine Reb Chiya by Yosef Mishmuel, Kohen Gadol shekidish a ktana. Kohen Gadol did as he was supposed to do. He was mekadish a ktana. Ubagra. And while she was still a ktana, she became a begeris tachtov, prior to the Nesuin. Ask the Gemara, Ma'u, what will be the halacha? Bas Nesuin as linen. Do we follow the time of Nesuin? And since at the time of Nesuin, she is already a Begeris, and as we just said, Rameya holds, a Kohen Gadol may not marry a Begeris. So since the Kohen Gadol may not marry a Begeris, the halacha is he can't make Nesuin with her. Oy, Bas Erisin as linen. Do we follow the time of Erisin? And since at the time of Erisin, she was not yet a begeris, he may consummate this marriage at the time of Nesuin, even though at this point she's already a begeris. The Ritva explains that the Gemara's question that we're learning is regarding a girl who's a nara. And when the Gemara said ktana, it's not really a ktana. Rashi says that that means whether the Kohen Gadol married a ktana or a nara. And as the Meiri explains, the question here is, the Kohen Gadol, as we are learning, clearly according to the opinion of Rameya, may not marry a Begeris. The question is, may a Kohen Gadol chatchila marry a Ketana? According to Ritva, he shouldn't marry a Ketana either. According to Rashi, he can marry a Ketana or a Nara, and that's why the question is about both of them. So the question is, as we just learned, that Rashi explains that the question is, since the Torah says, "Vu isha b'besula yikach," the question is, how do we understand that pasuk of "Hu isha b'besula yikach"? Does it refer to the erisin, or does it defer to the nesuin? The Tosfos, just to mention Tosfos Pshat, we're not going to be learning with Tosfos Pshat. Tosfos connects this to the question that we learned in our previous shiurim, and the question here is this considered mishtameres labia psula? Is this woman considered a woman who's waiting to have a bia that she's not supposed to have, because once she's a begeris, maybe that's considered a bia psula? But again, we're going to learn like Rashi explained the Gemara. Hi, says the Gemara. So the Gemara explains, what is the question? Basa Nesuin is linen, or Basa Erisin is linen? Amalei. So Shmuel said to Reb Chiya by Yosef to Nesuah. Isn't that what we learned in our Mishnah? That we learned in our Mishnah that a woman who's not allowed to be married to a Kohen, this Armelu and this Garshu, and then the Kohen passed away or divorced her. We learned in the Mishnah in Nesuin, if this happened after Nesuin already took place, which the Nesuin, as we keep on repeating, should not have taken place. That's why these women, psulis, become disqualified from eating truma. And even though we know a Bas Kohen who marries someone and doesn't have children, and then the husband dies or divorces her, the halacha is that she goes back to her father's home. Here the halacha will be that she doesn't, and she eats truma if her father is a Kohen. Here halacha is that that opportunity isn't for her available because she became posel by having married a person she wasn't allowed to marry. But if we learned in the Mishnah, if they only had Erisin, then Ksheris, that she goes back so to her father's home. So it seems from our Mishnah quite clearly that the defining moment, the time that we have to pay attention, is the time of Nisuin. If that's the way we're going to learn the Mishnah, so then in our case as well, as long as the Erisin was done, therefore, if the Nisuin is being done at the wrong time in our Mishnah, even though the Erisin was permissible, she should be Asur. Amalei, so Chia said to him, L'shivuya chalal loika mibaylei. My question was not that she doesn't become a chalala through Erisin, the Bia the Majvi chalala, because throughout the halacha, only Bia is what makes, only a Bia that was not supposed to take place can make a woman into chalala. And the reason, as Ritva says, is because we follow the wording of the Pasuk. And the wording of the Pasuk is, V'lo yichalal zaroi. So we see that chalala is very much connected to zaroi, to having children, which is nesuin. Kika mebaile, my question here is, how to understand the definition of the Pasuk, V'hu isha v'besula yikach, ma kicha de kedushin be'inan, as long as the kicha was when she was a basula, when she was below begeris, it's fine. A kicha de nesuin binin. Or when we speak about kicha, it has to be at the time of nesuin. And if at the time of nesuin she was already a begeris, then that should not happen. Amalei, so Shmuel said, ha namit nesua. The answer to that question has also been taught in our Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, iris as amana, if a kohen hedyot did erisin with an almana, and a kohen hedyot is allowed to marry an almana, and then the smanali is kohen gadol, and then he was appointed being kohen gadol, the halacha is yichnais. Since at the time of the erisin, what he did was 100% permissible, that's what we look at. And that same should be here as well, suggests Shmuel. If at the time of the erisin she was not a begeris, then it doesn't make a difference what happens later. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hosam. We can't bring a raya from that case, because the Torah says, Ki im besula ba'am avikach isha. And the Torah, by using the word isha, teaches us that if she was fine at the time of erisin, that's all that is required. But ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to learn, so the same type of wording it says regarding this halacha, it says isha. So shouldn't that also be clearly indication that we follow the time of erisin? Says the Gemara, that isha is being taught to teach us achas v'leishtayim. The pasuk is teaching us that one woman v'leishtayim, that the Torah is saying that we learn from here that a kohen gadol is forbidden to have more than one wife. That's the way the Rambam explains this pasuk. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. And the Ravid holds that the pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, V'yisala yoyodim noshim shtayim, yoyodu who is the kohen gadol married two wives, clearly indicating that kohen gadol could have more than one wife. The Sefer Toldos Odom says the pasuk of V'yisala yoyodim noshim doesn't mean that he actually married two wives. What the pasuk means, he says, is that the main person being discussed in that parasha in Divrei Yomim is Melech Yoyosh. And what the pasuk means to say is that Yoyada chose for Yoyosh two wives, but not that he, the Kohen Gadol, had two wives. The Magen Mishnah says that yes, Yoyada had more than one wife, but he wasn't married to them at the same time. He married a second wife after his first wife died or he divorced her. The Magen Mishnah says that pasuk is speaking about before Yoyada was appointed to be Kohen Gadol. And before he was appointed to be Kohen Gadol, he had and was allowed to have two wives. But indeed, while he served as Kohen Gadol, he did not have two wives. Everybody, however, interestingly agrees that a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur is not allowed to have more than one wife, Because the pasuk says, "V'chipa ba'adoy u'be'ad beisoy, beisoy zu ishtoy, beisoy v'loy beis batim." One wife, not two wives. So ask the Magen Mishnah, according to the Ravid, that Yoyada had two wives while he was Kohen Gadol. How could he have two wives? He would just learn that on Yom Kippur, everybody agrees that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to have only one wife. So he answers that it must be, it says the Magen Mishnah, that it must be that before Yom Kippur, if a Kohen Gadol had more than one wife, he had to divorce all the wives to be left only with one wife. But asks the Shaila Meshiv, the Gemara says that one is not allowed to marry with the intention to divorce her. Says the Bikki Yosef that why does the Rambam indeed hold that when our Gemara says Achas v'leishtayim, it means that Kohen Gadol is only allowed to have one wife? It's what pushed the Rambam to say that's pshat in the pasuk, because the pasuk says that means that he only has one wife. That's why he says the Bikki Yosef. The Rambam says that's what it must mean here. Achas v'leishtayim. But Rashi, this is the pshat that Rambam learns in this Gemara. But Rashi has a whole different pshat in this Gemara, much closer to the subject that we are studying. And Rashi says that Achas v'leishtayim means, as we are discussing in today's shiur, the subject of today's shiur is the Kohen Gadol who is not allowed to marry an almana. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a begeris. What is the time that we look at? Do we look at the time of Erisin or the time of Nisuin? And we clearly just learned that if a Kohen Gadol did Erisin in a woman while he was a Kohen Hegyet, who was an almana, and even though by the time he comes to do Nisuin, he has already been appointed to be the Kohen Gadol, it's fine, he could consummate that marriage. So the question was, what would be the halacha by a begeris? Would the same halacha apply by begeris? Where Kohen Gadol did Erisin with a begeris, but by the time it comes to do the Nisuin, she did a Erisin before she was a begeris, but by the time the Nisuin comes, she's already a begeris, what would be the halacha? Says Rashi, the pasuk teaches us, achas, by only one of these two cases that we've just discussed, do we have this dispensation, that as long as the Erisin was done properly, we don't look at the Nisuin, but not by both of them. And the Gemara is saying, so where do we choose to follow the time of Erisin? We choose to follow the time of Erisin regarding the halacha of Almana, but not regarding the halacha of a Basula, not a Begeris. So of course, ask the Gemara, why did we choose to learn it this way? Or Mari Isa, why do we choose to learn it that way? Answers the Gemara, Ishta Negufa. The difference between a Basula, a Ketana Nara, and a Begeris is much more significant than the difference between a woman who was an almana before the Kohen Gadol became Kohen Gadol. Ha ishta negufa, a woman who transforms from being a ketana nara into begeris is a very substantial change, and therefore that's why I say at the time of nisuin she has to still be less than a begeris, and otherwise the nisuin will be disqualified. Whereas the almana, like ishta negufa, nothing changed. And since nothing changed, the halacha is that the woman, that's why as long as the erisin was done in a proper fashion, even though by the time of the nisuin came, he was already appointed a kohen gadol, it's immaterial. So the Mishnah, as we mentioned earlier, now delves further into the halacha of a kohen gadol. The Torah, whom the kohen gadol may marry. The Torah Kedoshah says, V'hu isha b'besula yikach, amana grush v'chalala zayna, as'ela lo yikach, ki im b'besula b'amav yikach isha. Says the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol yisa amana, a Kohen Gadol may not marry amana, and the reason, of course, is because the Torah says amana lo yikach, and therefore, if the Kohen Gadol marries an amana, he's violating a lav d'oraisa. Actually, the Rishonim point out that he's also violating the mitzvah sasei, the mitzvah sasei of ki im besula yikach isha. Layis almana, and whether she's only an almana min a erusin or beim almana min a suin, it makes no difference. The halacha is both of these type of women are considered an almana. Furthermore, v'layisa as a begeris, the Torah says, as we just said, v'hu isha b'besule yikach. And once a woman is in the category of a begeris, she's not considered a full-fledged besula. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Machshirim, Begeris. Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon do allow the Kohen Gadol to marry Begeris. The Layisa es Mukas Eitz, a woman who lost her besulim because she was fell or was harmed in that in the place of the besulim. The halacha is that such a woman the Kohen may not marry such a woman because also she's not considered a full-fledged besula. Machloikus Rishonim, that when the Mishnah says this halacha of Layisa Mukas Eitz, is this a halacha that everybody agrees to, both Reb Meir and Reb Elazar of Shimon, or this is also only a halacha that Reb Meir holds, but not Reb Elazar of Shimon. And Reb Elazar of Shimon, who are going to be lenient regarding a Begeris, are also going to be lenient regarding a Mukas Eitz. Tan Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, Amana grush v'chalal v'zoyna as elo layikach. The pasuk says, "Beit amana min erusin, or beit amana min esun." The kohen gadol is not allowed to marry any type of amana. Pshita. Ask the Gemara, why would we think differently? Answers the Gemara, "Madutema. Where do we find? Where else do we find in the Torah that the Torah uses the word amana? Leilef amana amana mitamar. The Torah uses the word amana by tamar. Malahalon. Just like when we speak about Tamar, certainly she was an almana min esuin, because as we've discussed previously, the entire Aveira, that the entire situation that happened with Erev Oinon was based on after the Bia that they did improperly. Afkan, so too I would think that the almana that the Torah says by a Kohen Gadol is talking about an almana min esuin. Kamash Malan, no, that even an almana min erusin, the Kohen Gadol may not marry such a woman. But ask the Gemara, Ve'im al-Chinami, maybe, yes, maybe when the Torah says that a Kohen Gadol may not marry an almana, it only means an almana min ha-nesuin. Says the Gemara, Dumya de Grusha, we compare the din of almana to the din of Grusha. Ma Grusha, bein min ha-erisin, bein min ha-nesuin. When we speak about Grusha, there's no reason to differentiate. So the almana as well, beim and erusin, beim and nesuin. So Tysus asks the question: Why do we say that it means certainly that we compare it to grusha and not to compare it to tamar and not to grusha and learn from tamar that it means men and nesuin? So Tysus answers that there's a rule when it comes to a hekesh. That whenever we make a hekesh, and we can make a hekesh l'kula l'chumra, we could either compare the almana to tamar, or we could compare it to grusha. We always go l'chumra. Rabbi Yosef Engel Zatzal, in his Sefer Asman Deraisa, speaks klal yutches, speaks about this rule about whenever we have an option a makshinan l'kula l'chumra, that we always go l'chumra, and of course he uses this Gemara. And therefore he says that not only is the halacha that a Kohen Gadol, as we're learning, is not allowed to marry an almana min ha-erusin, but what would be if a Kohen Gadol married almana min ha-erusin? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, it's not that our Gemara is saying we have a suffix, we're not sure, and because we're not sure we have to be machmer. Rather, the rule of whenever we have a kula or a chumra and a hekesh, we go l'chumra as an absolute halacha. And since it's an absolute halacha, that's why there's no question, and if he would marry such a woman, he would have to divorce her. We learned further in our Mishnah, for layisas a begeris. As we've discussed earlier in our shiur today, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a begeris. Tarabonin, the Torah says, v'hu isha b'besuleh yikach, Pilat l'begeris, That's why Kohen Gadol is not married Begeres. Shekol l'Bsulel, as we explained earlier, Hapsulim aren't complete anymore. Divrei Emeya. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, however, Machshir Begeres, that a Kohen Gadol may marry a Begeres. Ask the Gemara, B'mai K'mifli, ask the Gemara, what is the basis of their Machloikus? Says the Gemara, their Machloikus is around how to understand the Pasuk of who Isha B'Busulei Yikach. Remeis Sava B'Sula, Afila Mixes B'Sula Mashma, that even though she has only Mixes B'Sulim, the halacha will be that she's kosher. B'Sulea, if the Torah would have just written, says Rameya, the word Basula, then indeed the Kohen Gadol would be allowed to marry a Begeres. But because the Torah went out of its way to write the word Basula, we learn from here, Ad the Ikka Kol Basulim, that she has to have complete Basulim, and therefore a Begeres, who, as we've been explaining, does not have complete Basulim, is disqualified to the Kohen Gadol. B'Basula. Then the Torah added the word bipsulea to teach us bikadarka in, that if the woman had previously relations kadarka, that disqualifies her from being able to marry the Kohen Gadol. But if the relations that this woman had previously were shaloi kadarka, loy, she would not become disqualified to the Kohen Gadol. Rav Elazar of Shimon Savri, how they learn Pshat in the Pasuk, v'u'isha b'sula yikach. They explain that it means Basula Shlema Mashma. If that's all the Pasuk said, it would mean that the Kohen Gadol could only marry a full-fledged Basula, and a Begeres would be disqualified. By the fact that the Torah uses the word Basulea to teach us Afila Mixes Basulim, that even if she has some Basulim, that means she's a Begeres, she may marry Kohen Gadol. Then the Torah says Basulea to teach us At Shehei Ko Basuleim Kayamim. But she has to be a full-fledged Basula. And therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, if Ben Kedarka Ben Shloi Kedarka, if this woman had relations, even if the relations she had were Shloi Kedarka, the halacha would be she would become disqualified. So in other words, we have two machloikas in here. According to Rameyer, the halacha is that the woman has to have a full-fledged Basulim, a Begeres is disqualified, whereas Rabbi Elazar of Shimon say a Kohen Gadol may marry Begeres. On the other hand, if a woman had Bia Shloi Kedarka, according to Rameyer, that woman still may marry a Kohen Gadol, whereas according to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, such a woman may not marry a Kohen Gadol. Amar Yudam Rav, Nivela Shloi Kedarka, if she had relations Shloi Kedarka, Psula Lakuna. He paskins, like Rav Elazar of Shimon just said, that such a woman would become disqualified to marry Kohen Gadol. Masav Rava asks Rava, the Torah Kedoshah says, Ki yimtze ish nar besula shloi ra'asa. If a person encounters a woman who's a naro, who's a besula, v'safsa, v'shachvi mavanim tso, v'nasana ish levi anar chamisha kosef, v'loi siya l'isha, he has to pay the father 50 kesef. We learn from here that if a man violates, rapes a nar basula, he has to pay 50 kesef to the girl's father, and he has to marry her. Says the Gemara, b'isha ruyla. When is the halacha that he has to take her for a wife? If it's a woman whom he may marry, prat l'amana l'kohen gadol, if she was an amana to a kohen gadol, grusha l'chalutza l'kohen hedjet, that even though the Torah requires the rapist to marry them, hear not. So now the Gemara delves into this. Hey chidami, ilayim b'kadarka, if we're saying that this woman was violated, would it be a shekadarka? So the question is, my iri mishum amana, why are we saying her disqualification to the Kohen Gadol? Is because she's an amana. There's a much more fundamental issue here. Typically, mishum davale bula. She became a bula. And therefore, she is also to the Kohen Gadol because she's a bula. Elalav, it must be that the beer was shloi kedarka. And since the beer was shloi kedarka, like Rav Meir said, not like Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. A biyish loikadarka does not disqualify her. So what would be a disqualification? Mishum almana in. The only disqualification would be because she's an almana, but not mishum b'ul aloy. So we see that Rav Meir is correct, that a biyish loikadarka is not affected. And says the Gemara, you're right. Clearly, according to Rav Meir, we have to choose the reason is because she's an almana. Because the fact that she had bia, if the bia was shloike darka, that wouldn't disqualify. But Rav, who paskined that she, if she had bia shloike darka, Rav, Rav Yehuda Marav, doesn't agree with Rav Meir. He paskins like Rav Elazar. But ask the Gemara, but again, even according to Rav Elazar, why did the Braisa say that the Kohen Gadol, that somebody who had biyish like a darka is possible Kohen Gadol because she's a bula? Typically, that we should have said that she's disqualified to the Kohen Gadol because she falls into the category of a zayna. Because any woman who did not have, who had relations outside of a marriage becomes a zayna. And of course, as we said, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a zayna. So why do we have to say that her disqualification is because she's a bula? The Braisa should have said her disqualification is because she's a zayna. Domer Belozer, because is it not the opinion of Belozer that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Samach Aleph, that Belozer teaches us that Pani Abal Pnuya, Shloi L'Shem Ishus, if a man and a woman have relations without the outside of marriage, also a zayna. And so says the Gemara, the reason we have to explain that the issue is Bu'ula and not Zayna is because she nivalal behema. She had relations with an animal. The Hasam Shem Bu'ula Ika, because it becomes a Bu'ula and not a Zayna. Because a woman doesn't become a Zayna by having relations with an animal. As we're going to learn soon, the Halacha is Ein Znus L'Behema. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya asks of Yonis, Rabbi Yosef, I don't understand. Mamanavshach, ibula hava, if the bia of a behema makes her into bula, then zayna nami hava. So she should be able to turn into being a zayna for having an improper relationship. And if we're saying that relations with an animal is zayna loy hava, then bula nami loy hava. Shouldn't they travel together? Answers the Gemara of Achitema. And if you'll say, no, they don't necessarily travel together. Because me the hava a mukatz h like a darka, that even the Rebbe Lezer says that a mukatz h is not allowed to be married to a kohen gadol. A mukatz h a kohen gadol, that the halacha is that just like a mukatz h like a darka is allowed to marry kohen gadol, the bula of a behema shloi kedarka will not disqualify her from getting married. Shemkain, because if you were not to say this, says the Gemara, Ein lecha isha ksher lekuna. There would never be a woman that can marry a kohen gadol. Why? Because every woman invariably shloi nasa mukas eitz adei tzrar falls. Everybody falls. So if we're saying that even such a situation makes you into a disqualified for the kohen gadol, so why is she not disqualified? So the question comes back: if the behema had beer with her, if we're going to consider it a bia, and that's why we're calling her a bula, we should call her a zayna for that reason as well. And if we're going to say that it's like a bia shloi kedarka, that's like a mukas h shloi kedarka, that doesn't make her disqualified from a kayin, so then this woman should not be disqualified. And why are we saying that such a woman, if a kayin violated her, would not be allowed to marry her, would be an example of a woman that the kayin gal can't marry? Says the Gemara, we're going to explain Elam Rav Zeir ben Menes. We'll have a case which we've discussed many times. Midaraisa, a father has a right to marry off his daughter, even when she's a ketana. But that's only a right that was given to a father. The right wasn't given to the mother, wasn't given to her brothers. So if you'll have a girl who doesn't have a father, her father passed away, or a girl whose father married her off once, and then that marriage ended, whether the husband divorced her or the husband died, and she's called the Yisoyim B'chaya Av. The halacha is, as long as that girl is not yet a gedoyla, The halacha tells us that that girl is allowed to do miyun. Miyun is that she means that she annuls the marriage, which means that she tells the husband, I don't want to be married to you, and they don't have to do any more. And what happened here was that this Tana had such marriage, and then she did Mia. So the halacha is, she's certainly a Ba'ula, because as long as she was married to her husband, with the Kedushi de Rabbanon, she was a Ba'ula. And then, she's not a Zayna. And therefore, the halacha is, and she's also not a grusha, because, as we just explained, a divorce is not necessary. Miyun takes away the necessity of a divorce. So she's not a grusha. She's certainly not a zayna. She's also not an almana. Her husband didn't even die. The only problem with her is that she is a bula, and that's what is being discussed. So the Gemara goes back to what we discussed a moment ago. Amar Simon bar Chiya, Nivla Behema, if a woman had relations with an animal, Sheir L'Kuhuna. She's allowed to marry even a Kohen Gadol. And says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, Nivla L'Mishen Ish, if a woman had relations with somebody who's not a human being, with an animal, Avpi, even though she did an Aveira, she did a very serious Aveira, it's an Aveira for which there's a Chi of Skila, but doesn't, still, she's Ksheir Lakuna. It doesn't make her that she lost the psulim. Says the Gemara, Kiyasar Avdimi Omar, Maisa Bariba Achas, Behisula. There was an incident with a young woman in the city of Hisula. Shemechabedis is a bias. She was sweeping out the room. Virava Kalif Kufri, Mechrea, and she was attacked by a dog from behind. Vechshira Rebbe Lakuna. And Rebbe said that this woman may still marry a Kayin. And Shmuel said, not only may she marry a Kohen, but she even may marry a Kohen Gadol. Ask the Gemara, may Rebbe Kohen Gadol me have her? How did Rebbe say that she's allowed to marry a Kohen, a Kohen Gadol? Was that in the time of Rebbe, there was no longer Kohanim Gedolim. There was no longer Beis HaMikdash. So what's pshat when it said that she was allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol? Says the Gemara, what it meant was royal Kohen Gadol. So I saw the Ritva says that a moment ago the Gemara says that this woman is Ksheir L'Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara didn't ask, in the time of Rav, there was no Kohen Gadol. Why over here does the Gemara ask that question? So the Ritva explains, if the Gemara tells us a halacha which is not relevant l'alach l'maisa, that isn't troubling. Because most of Shas is here, lahagdil tayro ladira, just to speak about different situations, even though they're not relevant lahalacha lemaisa. What the question here is, that here, the Gemara is telling us, halacha lemaisa. So if the Gemara is wording it, it's expressing it in the halacha lemaisa terms, so the Gemara's question is, how could that be considered halacha lemaisa? Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava Mipirkin L'Ravashi, Rava from the city of Parkin said to Ravashi, Menoha Milsa, we've been learning that Ein Zus Behema, so he asked him, Menoha Milsa Domer Rabbanon, from where do we indeed learn this halacha that Ein Zus Behema? So he answered, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, L'Sovi Esnan Zoyno Mechia Kelev Beis Hashem Alekecha L'Chol Nedar, the Torah says that a person who get, if an animal was given to a zayna to payment for his services, that animal may not be brought as a carbon. A mechir kelev is that if somebody made a barter, a dog for an animal, that kosher animal may not be brought as a carbon. The Tanan and the Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches us, the Mishnah Masechta Temura, the Flaminam and Aleph, Esnan Kelef, if somebody said to a Zayna, I'm going to give you an animal and for payment that I'm paying you with this animal, have relations with a dog, or Mechir Zayna, if somebody transferred a Zayna for an animal, Metarim, that they're not disqualified to be, those animals, those kosher animals, are not disqualified to be used for a carbon. Shnemar, shnehem, shnayim v'lay arba. So we see that an animal that was given in exchange for a dog is not an animal that was given as a change for having relations with a dog is not disqualified. Why is it not disqualified? Because ein znos lebehema. There's an interesting point that Rav Moshe Zatzal in the Shas Tshuva Igros Moshe Chelik Hey Yeridaya Siman Kuf Chav Zayin mentions. He says that even though the halacha is that ein znos lebehema, so what would be the halacha? Says Rav Moshe, we know that the halacha is that Gilui Arayis is a one of these shlosh averus, one of the three averus that's yaharig v'ayaver. So what's going to be halacha if somebody's forcing someone, Rachman al-Tzlan, to have relations with the dog? What is the halacha? Will the person have to be ready to give up his life? So Rav Moshe suggests that ein znos lebehema, that since there's ein znos lebehema, it's not considered an act of znos. And if it's not considered an act of znos, it's not in the category of yarg val yaver. However, an argument maybe could be made that, as the Gemara said earlier, even though the halacha is ein znos lebehema, it's still a very serious aveira. It's still an aveira that carries with it the punishment of skila. And maybe because it carries with it the punishment of skila, that is adequate that it should be considered an aveira for which there's yaharig val yaver. Tan rabbanan, anusas atzmai. If the kohen gadol violated a woman, mefutas atzmai. Well, kohen gadol seduced a woman, loyisa. He should not marry that woman. Because the Torah Kedosha says, as we've been learning throughout the shir, ki em besulam amav yikach isha, that the Torah says that the woman at the time of marriage should be a basula. And therefore, these women obviously are no longer a basula, and that's why the kohen gadol may not marry them. However, says the Braisa, v'im nosa nosi. So if the kohen gadol did marry them, he can remain married with them. However, anusas chaveroi, if a woman was violated by another man, or mefutas chaveroi, such a woman, layisa, the kohen gadol may not marry her. V'im nosa, he married her, he has to divorce her. And if they have a child, if he married such a woman, they have a child. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov emar vlad cholol, v'chama emrim havlad kosher, the vlad is kosher. Im nosa, says the Gemara, what the Braisa said, that if the kohen gadol married anusas atzmai, mafutas atzmai nosui, the marriage is considered a valid marriage, comments on that Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna Marav, that even though it's a valid marriage, the halacha still requires a motzi beget that he should not remain with her. He has to divorce her, says the Gemara. If that's the case, so ask the Gemara, Elohadik Tani, what is meant when it's said that Nosu Nosui, Amar Rav Acha B'Yakov, Loimar, what it's coming to teach us is a different halacha altogether. Shem Sham Knas Mefuta. The halacha is that if Kohen Gadol married a woman who he is mefata, the halacha is he doesn't have to pay knas. Because the halacha is that by an anusa, if somebody violated a woman, the halacha is that he has to pay the knas, whether he ends up marrying her or whether he doesn't end up marrying her. Whereas by mefuta, he only has to pay the knas if he ends up marrying her, if he ends up not marrying her. But if he doesn't end up marrying her, then if he ends up marrying her, he doesn't have to pay the knas. So that's the Gemara. What it means to teach us here is that he's not going to have to pay the knas because he married her, even though he's going to have to divorce her. So Tosfos, the very maskil She'enoi, asked the question, okay, he wouldn't have to pay the knas because she was mefata her, and the halacha is by a mefuta, if you marry her, you don't have to pay the knas. But he's still going to have to pay the ksuba, and the sum of the ksuba, as the Gemara Masech, the ksubas, Daf Lamed Chesam Beis teaches us, is equivalent to the sum of the is equivalent to the sum of the knas. So where is he saving? So Tosfos gives a teretz that she was meichel a ksuba. The woman has a right to be meichel the ksuba. She doesn't have a right to be meichel the knas. And that's going to be the case that she was meichel the ksuba and not the, which she can do, but not the knas. Says the Gemara, also Rav Gvia, Mibay Kossel, Amr Lashmatza. Rav Gvia came from the city of Kossel, said over what we just learned, that Rav Huna said that if somebody married a Nusas Atzmai or Mefutas Atzmai, he has to divorce her. He said this over to Rav Ashi. Amale, for Rav Rav Yochanan Tavayu, by Geres, well, we've been speaking about in our shir, a girl who's already 12 and a half months old, 12 and a half years old, Mukas Eitz La Yosa, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry them, and it says, Vim Nosui Nosui, and you don't have to divorce her. Alma, what's the reason? Since Soifeli is Tachtov, Begeres Tachtov, because even a girl, if you marry when she's a Nara, will ultimately become Begeres. Seifa, and you're going to have relations, Lias Mekis Tachtov, that's why we could be lenient. Hachnami, Seifa Lias Bula Tachtov, since this woman will ultimately be a Be'ula, the Loch is that one should be allowed to marry a Nusus, if one married a Nusus Atzmai, Mefutus Atzmai, you don't have to divorce her. And from what we just learned, Kasha, Rav Huna said that you do have to divorce her, and they said you don't have to divorce her. But as we've often said, when the Gemara says that Kasha, it's different than when the Gemara says Tiyufta. When the Gemara says Tiyufta, it means it's a question without an answer. When the Gemara says Kasha, it's a question, but it's a question that has an answer. What is the answer that could be given here? Suggest the Ritva, there's a very big nafkamina. When somebody marries a girl who's a Begeris or a Mukas Eitz, which even though we're learning, he should not have married that woman, but the Gemara says, Soifeli is Taktav, that's ultimately what's going to happen anyway. And since that's ultimately what's going to happen anyway, they say he doesn't have to divorce her. Whereas over here, Anusas Atzmai, Mefutas Atzmai, yes, the Gemara is saying that ultimately that's what's going to happen. But even though the Gemara is saying that that's what's ultimately going to happen, what happened involved something which was a Gnai, something very unappealing. The woman was violated, the woman was seduced. And therefore, the two cases are not similar. And that's why, even though Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan just said, in all these cases of Nosu and Nosui, the case of Mefutus Atzmai, says the Ritva, would be different.